back to the first hour on Thursdays, which is the hour that we have Leo Zagami on. And I think it should be almost like a permanent thing because there's so much information Leo has in his first two books, Confessions of an Illuminati, Part 1 and 2, Part 1 last year, Part 2 this winter and spring, and Part 3 is coming out next year. Leo, I mentioned in my topics because on Monday I was asked at the last minute after my show broadcast to do a two-hour talk on Ground Zero Radio with Clyde Lewis. And he wanted to talk about the culling of the population of Earth. And, of course, his wife worked for government. And she's not a conspiracy theorist, but she's starting to become a conspiracy questioner, at least. And she said it didn't make sense that the Congress closed and Senate and didn't appropriate millions of dollars for research on Zika virus when she knows herself this has a potential to literally make functionally sterile 2 billion population on Earth. What I did in the first hour was lay the groundwork for three different scenarios as to why I think, the top three scenarios as to why I think the so-called powers that be are actually moving very quickly toward population reduction. Now, the first scenario, of course, was the issue of the approach of Heraclius, Nemesis, and it's called otherwise known as a destroyer, a dwarf star, red dwarf star, that they've been following since Tycho Brahe over 100 years ago, the Danish astronomer, and have proven now with the Atacama Large Millimeter Array that the gravity waves coming in are altering the solar output of the sun, increasing the danger of a kill shot, coronal mass ejection, and also a changing the volcanism of the Earth, which in my theory, and this is a theory, but it's based on research from university, Northwestern University here in America, that ringwoodite is the primary source of water on the planet, 10 times more water in the lower mantle between 400 and 700 kilometers, and it has very high water content, but the nuclei are unstable, and when gravity waves hit them, they release nascent oxygen and hydrogen, and water lowers the melting point at rock. So all volcanoes and earthquakes are actually driven by nascent water released from ringwoodite. Now, the second issue was life extension, and I'm releasing a lecture this December in Las Vegas, and I believe I've cracked the code of what living things are in terms of how the interaction of biophotons and DNA, and I stand on the shoulders of many scientists like Bruce Lipton, going back to Albert Einstein and Max Planck, et cetera, and others. I started doing research in this area of biophoton research and biology 36 years ago with a PhD engineer, brought equipment over from Europe, and I believe I've discovered, I presented a lecture 34 years ago and got patents on a machine I developed called the first and only morphogenic field machine in the world called a Dynatens. And besides the life extension technology, which I believe we're only 5 to 20 years away, and I had the head and founder of the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, Dr. Ron Klatz, on the show for the first segment yesterday, we're rapidly approaching artificial intelligence and advanced technologies, which will make society leap forward, which is why Zuckerberg this year announced that he's going to put $2 billion to replace a cell phone with a direct brain interface, which Obama, 4 years ago, actually placed money right after the start of his second term in institutes in America, especially here in California, to actually hack into human consciousness. And the third, which I think is the most important area, and this is an area that I think you can expand on with your knowledge base, which is amazing, is the idea of the exoplanetary source of evil. And most people don't realize the dark orders of the going back to what we call ancient paganism, Mesas, the high priests of Sumer, Egypt, and other shamans around the world, are fully aware that the primary source of the greatest hidden, if you want to call it, masters of Earth are exoplanetary beings who not only came and hybridized with humans, but also hacked into human consciousness, and still to this day give us leaders that are, in a sense, avatar. They are people of clay and iron, clay meaning human flesh and iron meaning they have been avatared and controlled by transdimensional entities. And a lot of people find this bizarre. They think that it's crazy, that there's not, it can't possibly be, but Stephen Hawking, who's an atheist, made it very clear that if a predatory species got to our planet and discovered us after traveling hundreds of thousands of light years, it's 100,000 light years off to, across just our little tiny Milky Way galaxy, and quadrillions of light years across of the known cosmos, the only way a species could have the science to do that could easily hack into human consciousness. In fact, they actually tried to recruit me to work on that project back in 1978, at UCLA in the VA hospital under Dr. Wallace Tortelot and DARPA. So if people think it's impossible, they're fools. It's something which I'm sure, if they haven't accomplished it, they're pretty darn close. So, Leo, I want you to kind of get into this issue of the Hidden Masters, which is coming out in your book next year, 2017, and the issue that the primary source of evil within these dark secret orders is actually exoplanetary?
Well, it is, of course, first of all, hello to all your listeners of the Republic Broadcasting Network, and thank you for having me again on your show. In any case, when it comes down to the occult control of secret societies, that's where it all comes from. It comes from these invisible masters. That's why I tried to dedicate a whole book, really, to this subject, to introduce it in the way that is perceived by these secret societies.
Right.
Of the Illuminati network. Most of all are focused on transmissions coming from telepathically from places like Sirius.
Right, but Sirius and Sirius B, which is, in fact, the positions of the three memorials for World Trade Center 1 and 2, and the new One World Center is in exactly the same position as the star system of Sirius B in the Belt of Orion.
Yes, in the Croilite tradition, this is called the Cult of the Lamb, whereby the lamb is this great ancient archetype recognizable in all those tales which we usually talk about when we talk about UFOs. Now, when it comes down to these entities, it's important for these occultists and for these secret societies to have not only the right rituals, but also the right place, whereby not every place is suitable for opening these extra-dimensional doors, which then they encourage to open so they can bring in these entities, and at the same time they can get from them information, technology, and whatnot. So, of course, this exopolitical dimension comes into being when these secret societies connected with these extra-dimensional entities, give them at times even samples of their own semen. That's also a subject which I touch in my book Invisible Master,
right,
coming out next year, because the semen is then used for experiments and for also creating hybrids. So
yeah, now what people have to understand is some of these things, they sound so bizarre that you wouldn't even get a script past Hollywood. But in fact, these are not recent knowledge. This is knowledge that's very ancient. I've just mentioned the fact is...
Yeah, it's very ancient. In fact, in the secret society, at times they talk about it like the conversation with your holy guardian angel, because these entities are perceived at times by the occultists as the guardian angels.
Right, so a lot of what we consider in the Catholic Church is completely pagan, and not only pre-Christian, but even pre-what we call pagan, because it goes back to the ancient... You know, the, most people don't realize, for example, there were ancient empires with higher technology than we have today. Like the Empire of Atlantis and Mu, and there were three falls to Atlantis. The last fall was a destruction by a volcano at Thera in the Eastern Mediterranean, but there were two previous falls, and there were galactic and cosmic wars going on, not just a planetary war, but a cosmic war with the Draco-Reptilian Empire. And people don't understand that this is very real, that the evidence is that using comets and asteroids to destroy planets, using advanced energy technology from the sun, using all kinds of things that people find bizarre, hacking into consciousness of the, of quote, your enemy, is the ultimate weapon, isn't it?
Well, we come also to the subject, we arrive to the subject of vampirism, of alien vampirism, the way they can really not only enter into our brains, possess us, you know, the phenomenon which we talk about of possession, usually under a religious point of view, it has also an alien connotation.
Right.
And so for many people, this, of course, it goes connecting with the so-called abduction phenomena.
Right.
Which I think it's really linked to what the demons of the Judeo-Christian tradition, or the jinn of
exactly.
the Islamic tradition.
Or the jinn, exactly, called the jinn. One of the things that people contact me periodically about, and it happened when I traveled around the country to 42 cities in Israel with the Prophecy Club, is people kept on bringing to me, in even a tube, surgically removed, implanted microchips. Some of them implanted literally in the base of their brains with a cribriform plate or in really bizarre places in their body. And I could tell these were not normal human-made chips. I actually got them, physically got them. And I had to tell people, stop sending me them. They'd walk in with CT scans showing their implant. I had one guy from Needles, California, who was working as a contract guy working at one of the classified military bases. They were doing research. And, of course, they knew that I was presidentially level security clearance. So when I travel around with the Prophecy Club, people would walk into the conference, say, I want to see after the conference, and I have a lineup of people with CT scans showing the actual chip or having it surgically removed and giving it to me. Now, people think that's crazy, that doesn't happen. I thought it was crazy until I actually saw the CT scans, which I know how to read, and MRI scans, and actually received the chips. But what people should start understanding is that I mentioned this, and this is when I saw the what I call the meltdown of Clyde Lewis. And he said basically in his message on Skype, my people don't need background. What an idiot. My people don't need background. If you don't need background, when I start giving you the science of Oxitec OX513A, the engineering, for example, of the Lyme disease parasite, which is a triple crossbreed of different Lyme-like intracellular parasites, spirochetes, or the creation by Richard Gallo of HIV, you're going to think that I'm either very creative, I'm nuts, or I'm a disinformation op, or as some idiots say, I'm actually one of the deep op guys inside the government trying to control the message out there, which is a pile of crap. Now, for notice out there, for you people who think you know better than Dr. Deagle, you don't. In fact, if you think you do, don't do ad hominem attacks or think I'm nuts or this or that or I interrupt my guests. Just present facts, logic, and evidence. Now, when you have first-hand evidence like I have, seeing these things per first-hand, it's not open to your damned opinion. It's just an ugly, nasty fact. Now, the problem is, what I said is I know the genesis of people like Barack Obama, whose family are deep black op, CIA, secret agencies. And remember, all the secret agencies on the earth are basically high-level, dark Masonic orders. Everyone. Brazilian secret police, MI5, MI6, they're all involved with occult things. Even Jet Propulsion Labs, Laboratories, NASA itself, the word NASA is actually a Hebrew word. And one of the first ceremonies done on the moon, when the Eagle landed, was a Masonic ceremony. People should know that. With the apron over the spacesuit at where the Eagle landed. Okay? So, reality check. I'm going to drag you screaming down the rabbit hole to the truth. I don't care what you think about it or me. We need to get the truth or we're going to die as a civilization because we're about to transition from an Earth-based civilization, which, by the way, they've tried to terminate several times over the last 50,000 years with repeated galactic and cosmic wars, not just a physical war, but war for our genetics, a war for our consciousness, a war for the basis that humanity is coming together as an empathic being, so we're collectively an I and a one, and we as well at the same time. Very few of us are that empathic to understand that, and as a result, we go to war, we have race war, we have class war, we have sexual war between the classes, and people like Obama amplify it, even though they try to pretend that they're trying to bring peace and prosperity and help classes like the black classes. They purposely put all the abortuaries near black communities, and you're 7 times more likely to be aborted if you're black in America with Planned Unparenthood than you are if you're white or Hispanic. So that's the facts. Ugly facts, but it's the facts. So, Leo, I'd like you to expand on this because it's my thesis that the most vile form of evil on Earth is all, not just partly, is all exoplanetary, all of it.
Well, definitely, satanic elements in our society are driven by this exoplanetary situation and orders from these extra-dimensional beings at times get perceived by them as just because they are driven in these secret societies to believe that the aliens are always our friends. They are always
the
ones
Pope has actually
helped.
Made that public statement, this moron, this idiot, this false prophet, that in fact he said because they are coming here and he's getting ready for first contact, he's actually preparing the people of Rome and the Catholic Church to say they are more advanced spiritually and they're going to evangelize us and give us greater truths about the nature of the universe and our God. Believe it or not.
Yes. This is also what happens in the Vatican, because the Vatican, of course, with the Jesuits being also not only, as we know, an order of priests, but also an intelligence service of the Vatican, and also involved in occult practices. They are probably the ones who have more knowledge of occult grimoires than any other order in the Catholic Church.
Right.
They have also, at the time, linked with a guy called Frater Ashad, And this Frater Rashad used to be basically Aleister Crowley's number one disciple in the U.S.
Right.
And the Jesuits, when they saw that he was very powerful in not only in his knowledge, but also in his connection with these entities, they kind of got close to him and snatched him from Crowley's organization, so they could actually create another secret society altogether and dedicated to the communication with these alien beings. So many people don't know basically that Aleister Crowley was in contact with these beings, but people who, of course, have studied the occult know very well that he was not only in contact, he was serving them for a purpose, which was to form the basic religion of the New World Order. This
right,
new
and also
age.
It's tied directly to the genesis of the United Nations. It's tied directly to the genesis of Scientology, which is another offshoot of this contact issue. Expand on that, because I know that you have all this knowledge to put it together. Now, what happened with Clyde Lewis, because he tried to be a radio bully. Now, you don't bully Dr. Deagle. That's a no-no. Not only one am I a half-lawyer, but I can sue you, but don't threaten me. And he cut me off air in the second hour because you don't want to have me lay a groundwork for why should people believe that there actually is a process of culling. Most people, when I confront them directly, they think, Dr. Deagle, man, I've read the internet. I went and Googled your name. You're a psychotic, schizophrenic, you think you were this and did that, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm thinking, you know what? The globalists can't deal with me because there's many areas of expertise which there's no one comparable to me on the entire planet. For example, the Virtual World Project, otherwise known as the Mark of the Beast, with the central node at Schriever Air Force Base, three high levels of security, the NORAD. I was taken there supernaturally, and then naturally on July 10th, 1994, I walked through the same underground tunnels and facilities and secret areas of classified projects as it was supernaturally the previous year. And I'm going to tell you, there's not a person on this earth that knows more in physical and technological fact, not just conjecture, names, places, technology, etc., and people, or spiritually than Dr. Bill Deagle. And there's a reason for it, because I'm going to tell you the truth. And when I bring up geniuses like Leo Zagami, you need to connect the dots. That the reason why these things are happening and they're getting ready to crash the world economy, like the banks in Europe are ready to go poof, the reason why they're doing this is they're stage engineering the Hiraj of Europe by Muslims. They're creating disaster in the Middle East and even doing climate change to cause massive drought, which is a promising pushing them out to their big cities and then eventually into Europe and America and Australia. The reason why they're doing this is they're getting ready to foist on us the mark of the beast. And if you don't think that's happening, you're an idiot and you're going to suffer.
I don't personally know Clyde Lewis, but my own experience is that he wouldn't have me on his show, and that means that, of course, he must be scared of something. I mean,
well, he's a part of Premier Radio Networks, where George Norrie.
Yes, I know who he is, but
George Norrie the Poodle asked me to come on his show 8 years ago, and I didn't have a recruit. I don't recruit people to say, hey, bring me on your show. So if I get called, for example, I've been on several of the shows the last few years, but not many. But when I go on their shows, usually they're a bigger show, I say, look, you know, let me give a full answer to it. You may not like the answer, but, you know, the most important thing that I tell people is I don't expect you to believe anything I say. I just expect you to ask better questions. So after being exposed, you'll ask enough questions, you'll proceed along as far as you want to go. Now, it took many years and a hell of a lot of really nasty experiences to know what I know, so I don't expect people to catch up in a day or an hour. But what I do expect is respect. I expect, for example, somebody to respect your knowledge, which is probably prescient on the planet. Your books and your information that you're providing is not only life-saving to people physically and spiritually, but to the planet itself. If people don't get this information and don't know what's really going on, and they think, well, that's just a conspiracy theory, they're trying to reduce the population, even though Gallo had a patent for AIDS, or they created the Lyme parasite in a classified facility and on Long Island, New York. It's all a theory, right?
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Logical person and a scientist, and look at things from every side. For example, when I look at functional medicine, I look at the pathology, the surgery, the toxicology, the genetics, the epigenetics, the organic acids. Look up to all of the quantum biology of the metapathia with metatherapy, specific harmonic resonance rate down to specific genes in the body, and work out the actual harmonic resonant frequencies by using oscilloscopes and technology like Keithy Enterprises microcurrent analyzer and picovolts and microamps. Like, I got skill sets, let's put it this way. Now, what we're dealing with, the situation with Hillary, I met her at Dakota Ridge High School because I took care of the first kid shot in Columbine who was only going there 3 weeks, Mark Taylor. And he was shot 8 times, had 1 fragment of bone against a T8 vertebrae. He needed surgery because he's bleeding out internally, and they did 2 surgeries, both more than 14 hours, and he required 58 units of blood. And when they discharged him home, his mom called me and wanted me to immediately see her. See him. He was my only pediatric patient, by the way. And I was primarily doing OCMED, but I was also doing internal medicine, family medicine. And so I saw him, but I prayed over him, and I said, Mark, you have an abscess, a subphrenic abscess, and I'm going to put you on Levaquin. and you're going to call me in 3 days to the hour in agony, and I'm going to put you in hospital and drain it. So I called the radiologist. When he came into my office, and I said, you're in agony now. He said, yeah, I'm dying. And I said, well, I don't even want to see you. I'm going to just send you straight to the emergency department and talk to the radiologist to put a catheter in under CT scan guidance and drain it and get in the cardiac intensive care unit. So we did. Now, we managed to prevent him from dying immediately of mediastinal sepsis, but the cardiac surgeon said we have to do an open drainage and put him into reverse protection, and he has a 40% chance of dying, even with the procedure. So I stayed up all night and I prayed, and I said, you're going to be delivered today. So I walked in, and we had just to book the OR was $70,000, just to book it with all the staff and people, multiple people. It's a big surgery. It's going to be 7 hours plus in the operating room. And I told the nurse, I said, I want to repeat the CT scan, because I went in the room and I actually prayed with him, and all of a sudden I felt a bazillion volts of godly energy go through my hand to his body, and he jumped. And I said, Mark, you're healed. So I repeated the CT scan on the spot, and we canceled the OR. An hour and a half later, he was hopping and skipping as we left the hospital. So CBN flew out their private jet and had a bunch of people out there doing interviews, and they didn't want to hear about the other things. They didn't want to hear about, you know, what Columbine was. So that was, then when they came out in the year 2000, Bill and Hillary Clinton, to Dakota Ridge High School to talk about this, I get to meet Bill. Bill's the kind of guy that's very social, very socially with it, but he's extremely corrupt and very smart. He's the kind of guy that could take a leak in your boots, shake your hand, tell you a really funny joke where you're laughing, and stab you in the back at the same time. But Hillary, when I met her, she's a plain-looking, paint-suited female, but when I got in her presence, I felt like I was in the event horizon of evil. And when I went to hold her hand, all of a sudden I could see this 16-foot Draco reptilian monstrosity that was terrified because it could see that I could see it, because I had what's called second sight. Now, I have this because I died at birth in 8 and a half. And when I worked in an emergency department, I could always tell somebody's going to make it because they wouldn't leave the room. Now, 20% of doctors and nurses know this. Some of them just have a knowing. But believe it or not, it's not just something that's anomalous to Deagle. 20% of all health professionals, roughly in North America and the Western world, know if the patient stays in the operating room or the emergency department, if they just intuitively know it, they're not going to die. They're going to make it until they get to the intensive care unit or whatever. So I asked a few years ago, and this is before she even ran for president, I said, you know, I was talking about this on the show, I said, I want to know if, what was the genesis of Hillary? Now, of course, I did my research. The Rodham family, which he is a member of, were warlocks and witches for many centuries in Europe. And they put her in a little peacoat, heading to a home in the dark, in the fall, to witness sex magic ritual, human sacrifice, and drink blood and eat flesh. And they have shattered her psyche, just like they did to Barack Obama and many other people that we get as our world leaders, are prepped to be avatared and controlled by transdimensional entities. I call them IFEs, identified fiendish entities. People think, oh, that's all foolishness, that can't happen. Well, if you're a Christian and you believe that Jesus traveled across the Sea of Gennesaret or Galilee and cast out the demons from the demoniac, you better listen to everything else he said. The fact is, demonic possession is real. It's not imaginary. And Hillary, Barack Obama, and many others, our leaders, like George Soros, these are not people that are normal. They are people of clay and iron.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I consider you somewhat anointed with what I call an apostolic and prophetic anointing to get this truth out. And I really want people to show respect for you by getting your books. And it's really important to understand this is the time of the end. It says in the book of Daniel, it says also in the book of Joel and in Matthew, they close up and seal the words of this book until the time of the end. And believe me, if you aren't paying attention, we're there. You know, like when you go with your kids on a long trip and they keep on staying in the back of the van because they need to go to potty or they want it and they're hungry. Are we there yet? Well, guess what? We can now say we're there. So Leon, now that I've done my little ranting, people need to start understanding that we have skill sets, knowledge, and first-hand knowledge that has unveiled some truths that are scary as hell, scarier than the nastiest movie you could ever see on big blockbuster TV or journals or whatever. And it's real. That's what's really particularly scary. And the public are completely, you know, they're being fooled by media like idiots, like this guy Clyde Lewis and Premier Radio Networks and the poodle George Norrie, who wants to mix good with bad, so people don't really get a consistent worldview and they don't make a decision to change their life either financially because of the coming mark of the beast system and the collapse of the economy, or environmentally because of the dangers of increased ultraviolet light in the midday, or changes in their philosophy when they go to a call happy church and they have no clue that they're being told lies about what's going on. It's disgusting. And we want to end disgusting. We want people to become aware. That's why reading your books is so important. Now, you have several coming out next year, but there's first two, part one and part two of Confessions of Illuminati are available. And I think they should start understanding what you're presenting here is very well documented. It's not just...
Well, yes, I tried to, on the contrary of previous books on these topics, be a little bit more credible in finding the right sources, apart from my own revelations supported by documents, insider photos, and other kind of documentation that has demonstrated, of course, my participation to these secret societies for a long time. I can say that when it comes down to the contact of these people with these entities, and of course, certain secret societies are much more secret than Freemasonry that can often be used just to recruit people. Then there is certain Masonic rites. I found that the one that more was close to contacts with these secret chiefs, with these alien entities, was the Egyptian rites, the Memphis and Mizraim, or the rite of Memphis, known in the specifics, because this rite has even a secret degree called the Adept of Sirius, in which there is apparently a link directly that can open you up this contact with these entities. So, of course, the majority of Freemasons out there will say that in their own Masonic lodges there is very little contact with such entities. But I must say that even in the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite, from the 18th degree, and in particular the practitioners of the 18th degree, know very well that this contact is established. Of course, in these other secret societies, like the Golden Dawn, Ordo Templi Orientis, that I have talked about in my books, this contact becomes an obsession, becomes something that they voluntarily succumb to because they want to grow their own power here on Earth. And that's why people like Hillary Clinton are dedicated to witchcraft.
Oh, yeah, that's why she traveled. It's open knowledge that she traveled to California at least once a month to her coven in California. We have a caller, Jeff in Idaho, who has a question and a comment. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Leo. Leo, this is an addition to the book Strawman from strawmanstory.info. If you were able to download that book and then you look at also this author from Germany, you should try and meet him. His name is Harold, KAUTZ-VELLA. The book is Dangerous Imagination, Silent Assimilation. Okay. And Milbanks Johnson, who videotaped the John Bendini information that I sent you, Dr. Deagle, about the 80-year-old Rife machine, videotaped a video by the name of Basis 46, which interviews this person, and he explains how vortices create essentially the ley lines underneath the earth to create mineral oils and sentient oils that can...
Ley lines are also very important, energetically speaking.
Exactly. Right.
Well, he ties all this together in this book, Dangerous Imagination, Silent Assimilation, and it essentially ties the Hopi ant people to psychological parasitism that is being caused by the chemtrailing and essentially disconnecting the front resonator that's in the frontal cortex and only having the reptilian resonator that then this is how the entrance point is with autism to bring in this trans-dimensionalism that you're talking about. But it's very sophisticated, and you'd have to watch all
I'll give you some specific details here. It may fill in a few of the things I want to hear Leo's response.
But
the
Leo,
upper part of the particle, let me finish. The particles, you can stay there, but the particles in the upper atmosphere they're putting up, I took care of actually pilots flying out of Aurora Air Force Base that were doing it in Hercules C-130, and they would release robotic drones that would fly up to 80,000 feet, and the particles remain in the upper atmosphere. And you don't have to fly over a particular continent because it spreads out like a Dyson sphere. And it takes 2.5 to 4 years for these particles to fall. Now, they're all paramagnetic, strontium, thorium, barium, and aluminum. Nanoparticle barium is 10,000 times more toxic than lead. Then all of these are paramagnetic, so they turn the outer atmosphere to a plasma, and it changes what's called the fourth layer of the Van Allen radiation belt. There's five layers. 22,000 miles out, which is where the Dark Knight satellite in polar orbit, that's been up there between 13 and 35,000 years. It's the very first comment that Space Command told me, don't freak out when you find out these things, including the fact we control every cubic centimeter between here and Mars. And they spent a great deal of time talking about the Dark Knight satellite, which they visited, many times bigger than the space station. These nanoparticles, they change and it can cause literally weaponization of the Earth for earthquakes, volcanoes, and weather changes. So they could switch the weather, even if there's galactic and solar effects. But they also change it with the plasma so that they can literally pump frequencies and they can change consciousness, change biological systems, and even turn on atavistic genes. So they've done research, both us and the Russians, where you can turn on atavistic genes in chickens, and they'll develop raptor claws, for example. So the idea of using epigenetic hacking into the genome and consciousness is child's play. And they have the technology already. I'm not just guessing on this. And I'm going to be releasing my information about what's called the Song of DNA and how these people know very well what they're doing. And this knowledge is very ancient. It's not new. It was known as the ancient people of Atlantis. It was known as the ley lines. If you look at all of the different special sacred sites that all the ancient priesthood knew, they knew about these tens of thousands of years ago. It's nothing new.
Yeah.
What you have to understand is they want to literally terminate the entire human race as a what we call a collective species or being. They don't want us to become a good or force for good with the force of the Eternal One in the Most High God, and a bride of the Creator of the universe who's coming here, but he's not going to come here until we're ready. Because the current churches aren't teaching the gospel, which is the fact that we're both an I and a we. That's the gospel. That's why Jesus said, you do it to at least to my brothers and sisters, you do it to me. So we are mortarmen in the New Jerusalem. We are tailors in the coat of many colors, of all skin colors, of all backgrounds, of all different nationalities. And what's going on is these transdimensional forces, we're dealing with a galactic and cosmic war that's not just for the genetics, for geopolitics. It's for the soul of mankind and the future of what we will become. That's what it is. And
Dr. Deagle, the dielectric constant of the barium strontium titanate is 6,000. And what they do is they take an industrial fungi and they essentially merge those two to essentially be a pyroelectric device that can take microwaves in and then convert them to biophotons, and then your biophotons from your DNA go into the hexagonal fungi antennae and transmit those things out. And that's essentially the back half of the book explains this.
Yeah, well, you know how you're... I'm going to be presenting this lecture in December in Las Vegas, but
right.
The telomeres at the end of your genes are antennae that send out biophotons to the ion channels that regulate mineral content and the transport of extra-transporter biomolecules. So that's how the cells work in terms
right.
of quantum biophysics.
He decoded some of the chemical and this issues, and he's an acoustical person like Nikola Tesla was, and he studied high velocity vortexes. And
the books that he got were actually translated from ancient Atlantis that were in the Alexandria library that later was acquired by the Vatican. So his father was an Orthodox priest. But he had access to the Vatican Library, and people don't realize it didn't just come up in his mind to invent these things. He had read them in a translation by monks from these ancient books. You know about that too, don't you, Leo?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
The listener has touched on some interesting parts. I think when
on
it comes down. Yeah, I mean, he has touched on some interesting parts, but I think that when it comes down to our actual, you know, controllers, these days probably one of the most interesting statements has been what Juncker, the head of the European Union, has said about being from other worlds that were actually observing us. He said it in an open session in the European Community Parliament.
Oh, you're kidding. So Juncker made that statement in open parliaments, which is then a public record.
Well, just after we discussed the Brexit, he came out with this statement.
Wow.
So You can find it on the internet. It's probably, I mean, some people say he might have been even drunk, but I mean, you don't expect the head of the European Union after talking, such an important event like the Brexit to be drunk and talk rubbish on stage. I mean,
exactly,
when it's at the center of the European Parliament, you expect somebody to talk with a very serious and detailed knowledge of the events. And so what was he really talking about? Who is really observing us? This is very important to know that we are really in this planet at a level of development which is for some civilizations really primitive. And of course, like you said before, there might be even the intention of invading us. If this invasion has not really ever started, it's because they have always owned us from the beginning, and we are the product of their work, in the sense that even if we don't want to believe in the fact that we have been genetically created by an alien species, we can still believe in the fact that our ancestors were linked to these alien beings that are the gods, that are of course part of the biggest structure of the universe, which is made of angels and demons, which respond to a greater god, which is the great architect.
Exactly. It doesn't change the cosmic eschatology. It doesn't change it at all. In fact, it just completes it, makes it more complete to understand Yeshua HaMashiach was literally the incarnation of the Father in the flesh. But he said, when I return, you shall be as I am, qualitatively not different, which means we will have God knowledge, which is Emmanuel. And we're requiring that. When you listen to Leo's books and you listen to the show, you're acquiring a portion of God knowledge, the knowledge of the Most High, knowledge of the nature of the battle, the cosmic battle for the souls, the minds, the bodies, the genetics, the heritage of the human race, and the fact that we're being transformed into a galactic species. That's a fact. 10,000 years from now, where there's possibly 100,000 different variations on humanity living in different planetary systems across this galaxy and other galaxies, there'll be, you know, things like Star Wars and other things will be thought of as child's play. But the fact is, this is a scientific fact that will occur relatively quickly, because the singularity of artificial intelligence is only 5 to 10 to 20 years away. And that's why when Zuckerberg says he's going to put $2 billion to overcome the cell phone and make it obsolete, they're talking about hacking directly into human consciousness. Okay?
We are talking about probably something that is part of our creation from the beginning, so
right,
we shouldn't really perceive it as alien anyhow, but we should perceive what is around us as, of course, either evil or good, because
right,
in these alien entities resides also a lot of evil towards mankind.
There's a portion of us, what I call the eternal portion of us, because there's three different portions. There's an eternal portion, which is of God. There's a soul portion, which is a higher self, which is connected to all other sentient consciousness in the universe. And then there's a physical portion, an I, but we're also a we, collectively. And we should understand that there's a, you know, they used to call it the Akashic Records. I've been told it's called the Heliarchion. That literally there's nothing discovered in the world. It's all a matter of rediscovering things that have always been known in a higher realm. And what we have to understand is that God still has his hand on all creation, no matter what mechanism creates it. For example, they've discovered that environment can actually make your genes code for new intelligently coded DNA. It's not a random process. It's a directed process or intelligent recreation. And that's actually been discovered by regular geneticists, not theologians. So what people should start understanding is the process, like the CRISPR protocol last October in London, England, they announced that they can create a human being from 34 potential parents, and they can protofect their DNA of their main cider alleles, and also their mitochondria. We're no more than 5 to 20 years from literally zero senescence and life extension, where people will only die of violence, stupidity, starvation, and things like cosmic and galactic things like a coronal mass ejection or a gamma burst from a supernova. I mean, that's it. So people could easily live. Now, by the way, they did a calculation. Their current level of danger, the average person would live 476 years, and only one person in 10,000 would live 10,000 years. And they calculated no one would live 100,000 years. That's based on actuarial tables done about 10 years ago. So it gives you an idea that even if you had zero senescence, it doesn't mean you're going to live forever. You're not. You're going to live on average less than the patriarchs of the ancient mankind of Adam and
Noah, etc. But there is a but here, of course, for those who know of the immortality of the soul. This is a concept which the Illuminati are very adamant about when you join their lodges. They believe in the immortality of the soul as something that they think can transcend the pure, the pure physicality of mankind.
Yeah,
because in the extra-dimensional world, of course, the physicality of mankind is very relative.
Right, but here's the thing that, that I've learned that differs from that somewhat. The soul is not eternal. The soul, although it doesn't have the time constants of our physical world, the soul without connection to the Most High is not an eternal being. In other words, when your will and the will of the Most High God get fused, you are literally in a heavenly position today. Not when you die. So heaven starts today when you shamad, hear and do God's will. You then become an eternal being. And if you don't have a connection to the Creator, when the physical body dies, the soul starts to become annihilated. And that's why Jesus said, "Fear not he who can destroy the body, but he can destroy the soul." Soul can be destroyed by simply not being connected to the Source, the Creator, the God of the universe. So even the brilliant ones such as Lucifer, the bringer of light, the most brilliant created being in the universe, he has a day of destruction coming. He's not going to be forever. No matter how bright and beautiful he was, he's going to...
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
We'll be right back.
Tennessee had a quick comment about ancient aliens and interdimensional beings. Go ahead, John, with your question to Leo.
Well, first of all, Dr. Deagle, you don't know how refreshing it is to hear someone bringing so much truth, because you go to a church building, you don't hear the truth. You don't hear this.
Of course not. You know the reason why you don't hear it? Because you have pastors that are basically trying to teach basic methods to kind of foster
well,
a family of people.
And they
but they're not. They don't have an anointing to speak prophetically or to speak apostolically. And because they don't have those anointings, which, by the way, you're not allowed to speak out of something that is not anointed by the Most High God. So when you speak out of touch about things like prophetic things or these secret issues, if you don't have the authority that God's given you, no matter what your training is, you should not speak. And that's the problem, is churches try to... I just did this with them. Last time I visited a church was 2000, the Living Waters Church outside of capital of Minnesota, right? And when I went up there to speak, and I spoke for about 6 hours or so, they were in shock because they were a spirit-filled church, but they really didn't want to be taken down the rabbit trail to the whole truth. That's what we're trying to do here with Leo. Because Leo, to me, is the most advanced, we call it, truth teller on some of these very important issues, and it's not a minor issue. I mean, it's my thesis, and this is what broke down the interview with Clyde Lewis, which he couldn't stand, is that the world leaders that the globalists give us are all avatared people of clay and iron. All. Not just some of them, all of them. So when they give us a leader like Barack Obama, or even worse, Hillary Clinton, they're planning something really horrendous. And the current Pope in the Vatican, the Pope Francis, is by this prophecies of the monk Malachi from Ireland 900 years ago, and for many other reasons, he's the last pope. He's the false prophet. And I can tell you, I'm the only person on earth that has said this, and I can document it, and I said it when I traveled with the Prophecy Club, and God dictated this to me in the early 90s, long before I ever traveled around the country with the Prophecy Club, and had radio shows on Clear Channel and eventually on Genesis Network and RBN, that the fact is that the only person who could be a candidate of a dictator or beast dictator is a U.S. president. Now, if we are like Nineveh and have grace and we've received the message of Jonah, think of me and Leo as Jonah, telling the America to repent and vote for Donald Trump. We can avoid that for a period of grace. Hopefully it'll be permanent. If not, we're going to be destroyed. America will cease to exist. And if there is still a civilization on Earth a century from now, if things play out bad, they will think that the idea that there was an America will be a legend.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you, Leo. I'll be back next Thursday. Every Thursday is Leo Zagami Hour. And get his books. Barnes & Noble,
absolutely.
Amazon. Amazing.
Thank you very much. And vote for Trump, the only possibility we have.
Yeah, John's Trump card. I call it the last Trump is another good term. Pray for the Most High God for peace in America and repentance, because we are at the time of the end, and if you don't believe that, you'll suffer the lack of truth. We pray for you out there. We love you, and we want to support you physically and spiritually to prosper.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's Colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with Colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.